In your night sky, there are many stars that you can connect to make a triangle. In the northern hemisphere, during the summer and the fall, you can see three especially bright stars in the shape of a large triangle. It's called the summer triangle. The stars that make it up are Deneb, Vega, and Altair. Each one of these stars is a part of its own constellation. Deneb is in Cygnus, the swan. Vega is in Lyra, the harp. And Altair is in Aquila, the eagle. It can look pretty quiet up there, but there's a lot going on in this region of space. There are black holes like Cygnus X1, planetary nebulae like the Ring Nebula, and red giant stars like our Aquilae. These are all examples of what can happen along a star's life cycle. As they age, stars that are similar to our Sun will eventually become red giant stars, like our Aquilae here. They will then die and become planetary nebulae, like the Ring Nebula. Since our Aquilae is much older than our Sun, it is running out of its hydrogen fuel. As a result, its temperature decreased, making it now shine red. It has also expanded, becoming much larger than it once was. When our Sun goes through a similar process in about 5 billion years, it will expand so much that our home, Earth, will be orbiting just inside the Sun's outer atmosphere. Our Aquilae is also a variable star, since its brightness fluctuates over time. At its brightest, it is just visible to the naked eye as a dim red star. At its dimmest, it is barely visible in binoculars. The period from one dimming to the next is about 270 days. The changes in brightness we see are likely caused by thermal pulses in a shell of hydrogen gas, generated by a deeper shell of helium gas building up inside the dying star. Eventually, these shells of gas will expand out into space, and our Aquilae will become a planetary nebula similar to the Ring Nebula. Not all stars will end their lives this way. Stars many times more massive than our Sun will turn into red supergiants before they go supernova. After that, they will then either turn into a dense neutron star or a black hole like Cygnus X1, one of the closest black holes to Earth. Still, it's about 6,000 light years away. That means if we had the technology that could travel the speed of light, it would take us about 6,000 years to get to it. To help you explore the constellations of the summer triangle and the rest of your night sky, try using a star chart or an app on your phone, or you can use our special handout. This Variable Star episode is brought to you by Ball State University, the International Planetarium Society, and the American Association of Variable Star Observers, an international consortium of amateur and professional astronomers. For more information on variable stars and how to observe them, visit their website at aavso.org.